Okay, this is Wolf on the mic, and we have Omar here with us because he has been giving us so splendid insight on all the new tools for marketing for the editors that I think it's a big privilege to give him the voice to himself because he can present himself even much better than I would have ever been capable to do so.
Okay, well, my name is Omar Akhtar, and I am the senior editor of The Hub. We are a marketing tech news website, and you can visit us at www.thehubcomms.com. And so I cover basically marketing software and trying to navigate the world of marketing, making it easier for marketers. There's so much software out there, and we try to be the voice of reason and letting people know what they should buy and what they shouldn't buy. And we're also a source of news for competitors within that landscape to find out what everybody else is doing and what the new trends are for digital marketers. And so today I sort of talked about what the different challenges are, what's happening in the landscape. What we're seeing is that the biggest difference that I've seen between the European approach to marketing and the American is that Americans are very comfortable with their privacy being used for marketing. The way that marketing works here is by tracking the data of everybody, and it's simply not possible without using cookie technology, without using CRM to get people's data and keeping it there for a while. And the companies that are, every company here is striving to get a central data repository or data hub where they can get data from their social, data from their email, data from their website, put it all together in one place and market to people on different channels using that hub. From what I can tell, the challenge in Germany especially is that there's a lot more obstacles to people like Google, just getting all your information. There's a lot more concerns about privacy. So that's a major difference. I don't know how they're going to overcome it, but there's definitely things going to happen pretty soon there.
I will give you the last question again, but first of all, just a compliment. You are the first one who answered all the questions, even though I didn't have to repeat them. So for the last one, I just would like to know from you, what do you think are going to be the next or the major challenges for publishers?
I think one thing publishers all around the world are discovering is that the advertising options for digital publishing just aren't that great. You know, people don't like looking at display ads the same way they look at an ad in a glossy magazine. So everybody's coming up with new different ways to get advertisers to side with them, whether it's through events, sponsored content, native ads, lead generation for B2B publishing websites. So I think very niche publications that focus on one or two things or local publications will do very well. The hardest thing is to be a publication that covers all the news in the world. Mm-hmm. So nationals and multi-topic newspapers are going to struggle. You have to find what you're good at, focus on that, and there's a lot of scope in there.
Just the very last simple thing. I give you a minute or two to say whatever you want to our auditors because you think it's important.
I would just say go out there and try new technology. Don't be afraid to spend money on new software. People have new ideas. The reason they hired me to do this job was because they wanted me to do a little bit of everything. So they wanted me to shoot video with my iPhone. You don't have to take a news team. You can shoot and edit on your iPhone and go out there and cover events. Write articles at the time when the news is happening. Don't wait the next day to post it up there. Everything is moving so fast and people want their news now. So if you don't adapt, you will die.
So that was a big, big challenge to stay alive. Omar, thank you very much for your comments and we appreciate your presence here.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely. Anytime.